Good morning, I'm Kevin Vance. Today is Tuesday, the 21st of January, 2020. It is the 21st day of the year, 45 days remaining until the end of the year, 58 days until spring begins, 42 days until primaries, and 287 days until presidential elections. The sun rises this morning at 7:21. The sun sets at 5:22 tonight. We have 10 hours exactly of daylight, and it all looks like it's off by 1 minute by the math there. First high tide will be at 8:20 this morning, next low tide at 3:23 this afternoon, final high tide at the Golden Gate at 10:33 this evening. The moon is currently 11.3% visible. A waning crescent moon will have a new moon on Friday, the 24th. Saturday is Lunar New Year. It will be the year of the rat or the year of the mouse. Today is International Playdate Day, International Sweatpants Day, National Granola Bar Day, National Hugging Day, National New England Clam Chowder Day, One-Liners Day, Own Your Own Home Day, Get Rid of the Fad Diet and Gimmicks Day, Squirrel Appreciation Day. It's also Babinden in Bulgaria and Serbia, the birthday of the Princess Ingrid Alexandra of Norway, born on this day in 2004. Errol Barrow Day in Barbados, Flag Day in Quebec, Grandmother's Day in Poland, and Lady of Alta Gracia Day in the Dominican Republic. On this day in history, in 1997, the U.S. House of Representatives votes 395-28 to reprimand Newt Gingrich for ethics violations, making him the first Speaker of the House to be so disciplined. If today is your birthday, happy birthday to you. You get to share birthday cake with Stonewall Jackson, Christian Dior, Telly Savalas, Benny Hill, Steve Reeves, Wolfman Jack, Jack Nicklaus, Placido Domingo, Richie Havens, Mac Davis, Edwin Starr, what is it good for? Jill Eikenberry, Eric Holder, Paul Allen, who co-founded Microsoft, Jeff Koons, Robbie Benson, Jeannie Davis, Kevin Vance, and Cat Power. Much more up on KALW.org. It's the KALW Almanac. I'm Kevin Vance. You're always welcome to drop me an email to kevin@kalw.org. Coverage of the Senate impeachment trial begins at 9 o'clock this morning. Time now, 5:52. This is 91.7 KALW San Francisco, KALW.org, your local public radio, and the listener-supported broadcast service of the San Francisco Unified School District. If you have children who attend public school here in the city and county of San Francisco, you may be interested to know what will be served for lunch today. The pepperoni or cheese pizza will be served in middle and high schools along with the barbacoa fajita bowl. Many schools, including the elementary schools, may be serving the all-beef hot dog, the sun butter and jelly sandwich kit. Also, the cherry tomato and cucumber cup and baby carrots will be available to middle and high schoolers as well. That's what's for lunch today in San Francisco schools. We thought you'd like to know. Cross Currents Morning Report coming up in just a minute. More BBC News later this hour with Top Line at 8:42. BBC News Hour scheduled for 2 o'clock this afternoon. Hi, everyone. I'm Kevin Vance with a couple of California news stories. Homeless mothers who were evicted last week from a house on Magnolia Street in Oakland are planning to move back after owners agreed to sell the property to a nonprofit organization. That deal was announced yesterday by the city and by the group Moms for Housing. They've been protesting home speculation in Oakland, which has been struggling with a housing shortage and a homelessness crisis. Wedgewood Incorporated will sell the property to Oakland Community Land Trust, which plans to allow women from Moms for Housing to return. California is considering whether to label one of its most common over-the-counter drugs a carcinogen. A panel of scientists is examining evidence whether acetaminophen can cause cancer. A state law approved by voters in 1986 requires California to keep a list of chemicals known to cause cancer. The Consumer Healthcare Products Association says acetaminophen has no risk for cancer at any dose level. Yesterday, I was telling you about a Tesla driver who crashed and died in Pleasanton over the weekend. Investigators have nothing new to report today as to why or how it happened. Meanwhile, Tesla is disputing claims that its vehicles can suddenly accelerate on their own. The company said yesterday that it checks out all such complaints by drivers and says the cars are to drive as they're designed to. Tesla added that the California man who filed the petition with federal safety officials is a short seller who tries to profit when Tesla's stock price goes down. National Highway Traffic Safety Administration has not decided whether to open a formal investigation. The allegations cover over a half a million Tesla Model 3, Model S, and Model X vehicles from 2013 through 2019. The Cross Currents Morning Report is coming up later this hour. A full half hour of Cross Currents is normally scheduled today for 5 o'clock, depending on how late the Senate impeachment trial goes today. For KLW News, I'm Kevin Vance.